Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
And here we are today with the Coastal Butterfly and Emily Montoya, who is the 2016 Grand National Rodeo Queen Champion. So you started out doing a long time ago. Tell me about your first ride. Do you remember it?
I don't remember my first ride exactly, but I do have pictures of my first ride. And I have a blanket at Appaloosa now. His name's Rocky, and he comes to every rodeo with me. And my first horse I ever rode was a blanketed Appaloosa gelding, same as my other horse, but he was older. So it's very ironic that I have one now. And he's been such a great horse. I've done everything with him.
Wow.
Everything.
It was like a predestined future.
I love him so much. He just turned 15, and we've had him since he was 5. So
wow.
He just turned 5.
And so how long will you be able to rodeo ride him? When do horses start breaking down and getting old?
They can go to their 30s. It just kind of depends on the horse, how well you take care of it.
Whether or not they have an injury, that kind of
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. They're just like people.
Human, yeah.
Right. You know, everyone ages differently.
Right. I gather that your immediate family had absolutely nothing to do with this passion.
Well, my parents never rode, but they've always been extremely, extremely supportive of everything I do.
Nice.
My aunt's actually the one who put me on a horse for the first
Sharon.
Time. Yep. After that, my parents just couldn't get me off, and they said, why bother? So, but my parents have been supportive through everything.
That's
they don't
cool.
necessarily know what I'm talking about sometimes because I'm talking about leads and different gates and all this horsey terms,
right.
And they don't necessarily know, but they've totally picked up on it.
Yeah.
So they've learned as I've learned, which is really cool. They know a lot more now than they did back then. They've supported me through rodeo. I've done horse shows. I've showed market animals.
It's expensive, too, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have siblings that are also doing this?
No. Actually, my only sibling, Matthew, he's a surfer. So we're completely opposites.
Inexpensive.
Yes. But it's cool because, you know, he has his thing, I have my thing, and we can kind of meet
in
the middle.
Neat. Yeah,
so
that is cool.
Works really well for us.
I'd like to know, what made you decide to compete? I mean, riding's one thing, but then competing's a whole other level of thing. What made you decide to compete? But and what does rodeo mean in terms of competition? What are the competitions?
Well, the reason that I thought to compete in the first place is I really love rodeo to begin with. Plus, I'm extremely competitive, almost to a fault. But I started showing horses, and I thought that was really fun. But then I got into rodeos. I have another horse named Bondsman. He's a paint. Mm-hmm. He was given to me, and he's been a really cool horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I started barrel racing on him, and I said, well, why can't I do something with Rocky? He could be good. He's not the fastest horse, but let's find his niche. And then I got interested in the Driscoll Ranch Rodeo Queen program, but that actually got shut down, unfortunately.
How long ago was that shut down?
Gosh, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
That was such a stable.
Yeah, it's a bummer. So then I found the Rowell Ranch Rodeo in Hayward. Mm-hmm. They were exactly what I was looking for, very hometown rodeo. They were just a westerny, very homey rodeo, but it was still a professional rodeo. So I competed for that, and I won that one my first time out, which was really,
so
really
2014?
Cool. 2013.
2013? Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was really fun. I learned a lot along the way. So I really had no idea going into it. I had the basics of what it was going to mean and what the commitment was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But as I did that, I realized that I really, really love doing it. I love representing the rodeo. I love educating people about rodeo because it's a passion. It's so much fun to talk about. And I had so much fun at the rodeos. I love watching. I love going to events. I love representing it. So then Grand National's always been like the rodeo. It's the one rodeo that from a little kid, I'm like, wow, the rodeo queen's so pretty.
70 years, right?
Yep.
So you're the 70th?
70. I'm 69.
69.
Yeah. So this will be the 70th year, about the 70th year. It kind of came and went for a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're really proud of Grand National. We're proud that it's been there for 70 years. I mean, in San Francisco, it's the last kind of western-y, livestock-y thing that you have, which is really awesome. But Grand National's the rodeo around the bay. So when I actually competed for this title twice. First time I got runner-up, the second time I won it. And I was so happy. I started crying in the middle of the arena. I had Rocky there. It was great.
Oh.
So that was really fun.
So
I enjoyed
what
that.
Did you actually have to do to compete? What were the elements that you had to go through?
There's a bunch of different categories. So I actually got the plan for this year's. So as the 2016, I will be there for the 2017 contest. I'll help the girls out. So to begin with, you have a personal interview, And that's just with the judges. You can talk about anything. Like, you can talk about yourself. They'll ask you questions about rodeo, politics. Mm-hmm. Everything is fair
game. They want to know if you have the poise to be interviewed and say the right
thing. Exactly. They want to know who you are.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they want to know your opinions.
And are you going to promote rodeo?
Exactly. And they want you to have an opinion. You know, they don't want their rodeo queen to just be, well, I think what everyone else thinks. They want you to have an opinion.
Cool.
Which is great.
Right.
I really love that about Grand National. So they have the interview, and then they also have an impromptu questionnaire. So they have answer two questions in front of however some odd people are there.
Wow. Think fast.
You have no idea what the questions are going to be. They can be anything from personality questions, which are things like, pretend you are an element. What would you say? You know, like, just anything like that. To personal questions about yourself,
like a dating
or
question.
A rodeo question. Exactly. It can be anything.
Right.
And then you also have a prepared speech. It's about 5 minutes long. I really loved that. Mm-hmm. For my speech, I pretended as if I was the Grand National, like the Cow Palace itself and the history and everything I've seen from my childhood to my middle age. And it was really, really cool. Elvis was there. I mean, the Beatles. It's been crazy. And then they also have horsemanship, which is just based on how you ride, how you can handle certain situations. You know, if your horse bucks or does something, how do you handle it? They're looking for a correct pattern, but they're looking for how your rodeo queen's going to represent and how they're going to handle situations that aren't predictable.
Right. Yes.
And then the last thing is they have a miscellaneous category. So my miscellaneous category, you have no idea what it is going in. Mine was just a test. The year before, it was a draw horse. So you got on a random horse you'd never seen before. They put you in a room. They walk you down the arena. They say, get on this horse.
Wow.
And you get on the horse. So I won miscellaneous the first year, which was really exciting. Yeah. I had so much fun.
I could see you.
I had so much
challenge.
So I actually won horsemanship and the draw horse that year. So that was super fun. I had so much fun with that. Because I'll get on whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll just have fun.
You're clearly confident.
Yeah.
So you bend that horse to your will. You're more of a horse whisperer kind of person, I bet.
Well, you know, there's certain like respects that you have to have for a horse. You can't go on there and just yank on its face and kick it. You have to learn it as you go. And it's not going to be perfect the first time.
Right.
My pattern
was
not perfect by any means, but it was correct and it was fun. And then they also do, you know, personality, who has the best personality or who can just like talk. Photogenic, all sorts of things.
Well, I can see how you did well.
There's tons of elements to this contest. So
can
excel.
I can see, I noticed on Facebook that you were importuning young ladies to fill out, go down your road, the road that you've gone down. And I gotta say that all of the things that you've done have led to you being a very professional person. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great self-improvement program for,
yeah,
you know,
it is. It's really fun. I've had so much fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've met so many people.
What are some of the highlights of this last year being the queen?
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
I bet.
I really, really enjoyed the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo. The people down there were incredible. They were so nice. I was in that performance for 3 days. That was really fun. Raul, I always go to Raul Ranch.
What did you do for the performance?
You do grand entry. So you go in as a hot lap and you go as fast as you can and wave. I work some cattle.
Oh, I saw a picture of you
doing
that.
I work some cattle.
Yeah, with a flag, too.
Yeah, flags.
Flashes.
What else did we do? We did, last minute, the people in the back said, hey, you want to go in and do a pattern with this drill team? And I was like, okay. So we went in and we did that, and I just followed the person in front of me. I had no idea what I was doing.
Sure.
But she said, just follow the person in front of you. I was like, okay. We did that, and then I also went to a child cancer benefit dinner, which was really cool. A lot of the benefits, everything from that goes directly to childhood cancer. They had a specific number of kids there that were fighting cancer, and all the money was going to be distributed between those kids.
Oh,
so it wasn't going to go to a specific foundation. It was going to go directly to those kids.
This experience is going to allow you to do more and more of those kinds of things, too.
Yeah.
That's really neat. And then, so you're about to graduate from Cal Poly with your graduate degree in livestock.
Animal science.
Mm-hmm. And you're interested in reproduction.
I am interested in reproduction.
Tell me about that.
Well, I don't know if I'll go right away because the bills add up. And I don't know where I want to go yet. And I want to be 100% sure that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to live along the coast. I really like it here. So I need to see if reproduction would fit into that lifestyle choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to go inland to get a lot of
But you would think with Tomcat Ranch and Marquis Guard, there's a real sort of beef revolution on the coast.
Exactly, and that's what I would love to do.
You could have your own ranch.
I would love that.
I bet you
Or at least run my own set of cattle. I would love to have some Angus and Charolais. Mm. What I really, really want to do is I want to provide the coast with high-quality cattle, or at least, you know, decent cattle for them to show at the San Mateo County Fair or at other fairs. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But you have to go a couple hours or even into Oregon to get some really nice cattle for a decent price. Unless you want to pay really high prices, then you can get some nice cattle here, really nice. But I want to provide them with an easy source and hopefully try and...
So if they're bred here, then they're less expensive because is it partly the transportation of getting them there
or is it just the cost cheaper there? If you can do it, it's really all about feed right now. The prices are going up. Plus you have hay, the breeding costs. It's just everything's more expensive, so they have to make them more expensive.
And then I know hay up north, they were getting like 2 and 3, you know, cuts per year. And now I think this year they only had one cut. So what are people going to do? I mean, what states, you know?
Wow,
you have to ship it that far?
It's just hard.
So what's the price differential on a hay bale before and after?
Like, you know, I don't know, but I can't recall what it was before. But, I mean,
it's now gotta be doubled, you're
paying $20-something dollars for, you know, grass or grass alfalfa. Grass is really expensive. Alfalfa is more of a mid kind of price, around $18, $19. You can probably find it for less. And then oats kind of in there, too. So everything is kind of expensive. But that's just...
Price of doing business.
That's the price of doing it in California. We don't have tons of rain,
right,
so...
Right, well, and that's why...
The producers are doing what they can. And they're trying to keep costs low.
And I think, you know, for my part, I like the, you know, the sustainable stuff. And I'm willing to spend extra money on buying a burger that has that really non-hormone meat, grass-fed and kind of stuff. And I think organic food... My son is 17, but when he was a baby, organic food was just coming on. And it was really expensive, and half my playgroup could afford it, and the other half couldn't or didn't. That was a lot of money to spend $8 on a punnet of blueberries, you know, and stuff like that. But now, because people bought in, at a certain point, you have to buy into those sustainable practices, and then they're less expensive. Yeah. And now you can go to Safeway and even find organic stuff that's reasonably
priced. You know, it's all about what the market wants. And producers are going to try and meet the what everyone wants as best they can. And that's kind of what everyone's pushing for. But, you know, with having local livestock, I would love to increase the amount of people that they have at the San Mateo County Fair. You know, in the past, I don't know how many years, the San Mateo County Fair has gone down in the amount of livestock animals they have. But I think this year, I think they had a little more this year. So I would love to keep that trend going.
Well, I know it's a lost art.
Well,
future farmers, you know, up at the high school is still pretty vibrant. But you know, you've been away for a couple of years. Are you going to come back to live here after you graduate? Okay, cool. Yeah. So, and then you'll be helping the Queens... the Grand National Queens who become a queen the year after, right?
I'll do whatever I can, I won't be the coordinator. The coordinator is really great, Missy Elliott. She's awesome. And she'll be telling them what to do throughout the year, but anything I can do to help. I mean, I still help at Rowell Ranch. I won't compete again, no. The only one I would want to compete for at this point is California, and I don't think I'm ready to be away all the time. California is a great program. It's a great foundation to represent and association. It's just...
Can you do it like a couple years from now?
I think I can do it until I'm 25, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know what the future holds.
That's right. Yeah.
We're just going to kind of go with
it. This next year will be sort of an exciting year because you'll just be exploring things.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Emily, thank you very much for coming in and talking with the Coastal Butterfly. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Good luck.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.